So up next, patents are an important part of innovation. Both they're an output of the process and a way of protecting the work that we do in innovation. The patent system is also a famous mess. Jay Walker is our next guest, and he's the founder of Priceline, but more recently, he's executive chairman of a company called Patent Properties. And it's doing some very interesting things to better connect inventions with companies that need inventions. Well, so take us from your experiences developing patentable new ideas, methods, devices, to your current venture, Patent Properties, and its subsidiary, I guess, the Patent Utility?
Yes, what we've done is we've recognized that though the U.S. patent database and filing for patents is a legal database at one level, so it's an asset of basically a bunch of legal rights, it's really something much more in the modern world. And we've created something called the United States Patent Utility to help businesses, especially small and medium-sized businesses, use the U.S. patent database in an entirely new way. Instead of looking at the database as a pile of rights and legal risks, we've said that that database contains literally millions of inventors and millions of ideas, most of which you as a small and medium-sized business cannot access. However, in the age of big data, it's now become possible with semantic software to describe a problem that your business is having and take that solution or take that problem and search hundreds of millions of pages of patent specs, not to necessarily find an answer to the problem, Dave, but to find inventors or companies that are similar enough to the problem you're working on that instead of reinventing the wheel, you can reach out to them. See, the world has changed so much that you cannot, in most cases, even afford to do your own R&D. You can't compete against the entire world. But the U.S. patent database contains an enormous haystack of ideas, people, organizations, and with new big data software, you can search that haystack to find the needles that are precisely helpful to you as you develop products and services. And so that's what we're doing for small and medium-sized businesses. You know, they can try it for free, and it's a pretty sophisticated and slick package to innovate.
Jay, what you're suggesting is a pretty dramatic change in the innovation process. I mean, you're moving from problem solving, which I would define as an internal process to take a customer need and solve, create some solution for it, to solution finding, right? Going out and seeing if there's something already out there that's been invented to solve that problem. That may not seem like a big deal, but organizationally, that's huge. So how do you help companies make that transition?
You've got it exactly right, Dave. It's not just huge, it's revolutionary. You know, we've always assumed as business people that if we've got a customer problem, we're on our own and we need to solve it. Whether we call our engineering department or our product department or call our marketers, we literally turn inwardly. But the world we live in today just doesn't allow for that kind of luxury anymore. And that's just as true if you're P&G and IBM as it is if, you know, you're a small business trying to compete in the market. The world has changed so much because the world has grown so much more in sophistication that trying to do it alone is a fool's errand. The key on this stuff is how do you find, not necessarily answers, Dave, but how do you find people who are working on very similar problems to the ones you're working on? Because together, you might license something from them, you might do a joint venture, they might even sell you a technology, because technology has become such a horizontal asset. You know, a baby carriage company may be thinking about a coating on a bunch of ball-bearing wheels that might be perfect for an engine you're creating that have nothing to do with baby carriages. Or a company in Europe may be working on a kind of a problem that, you know, a manufacturer in Brazil is also working on and you in Indiana are working on. So we're going to have to change in America to figure out how to use the world's knowledge sets and to use the accessibility with modern tools like big data and the web, etc., to literally be a whole lot faster and smarter about how we innovate. which means new companies like innovation service providers are going to spring up just like internet service providers sprung up 15 years ago. This idea of network-based innovation is going to be the future.